Keep on saving used kitchen fat until J-Day, the day that gaps are licked. Save used fat. Every drop, every day.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. You know, yesterday I interviewed some ladies in front of our neighborhood store. And when I told one of them I was the Does reporter, she said...
Does reporter? Oh, you mean the soap.
Oh, sure, the new kind of soap. Have you heard the news that does everything best?
I've heard does everything.
Ah, but now it's everything best. That's been proved by wash day tests against a number of leading soaps. Look, just for fun. How many wash day soaps do you think there are?
Oh, 10 maybe?
Oh, more than that.
15?
Well, 15 probably is more soaps than most people ever see, but we actually rounded up 25 different soaps for these tests.
Well, what were the tests supposed to prove?
Which soap was best. So all 25 were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, together with greatest safety for colors. And only Does had a perfect score for the whole combination.
That's a lot to say.
But it's true. Compared to Does, some soaps were inferior on whiteness. Does got towels whiter than soap after soap. Some soaps missed out on safety for the nice colors you wash. But Does actually leaves your pretty slip brighter. And no soap scored higher than Does for getting grimy work clothes clean easy. No hard scrubbing. Now, honestly, what more could you ask of any wash day soap?
Well, you got me there.
You see, for whiteness, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors combined, this new kind of soap tested best. Better try it. Does everything and does it best. Now Does invites you to visit the Goldberg. Night is just at the point when it begins racing for dawn, but the lights are still on in the house on Jennifer Street. Elsie Warren has already left for California, and Mike's visitors have arrived. In fact, both of them are in the living room, renewing an old acquaintance. The husky, strapping man is Joe Ellis, brought down from New York by Mike. Facing him is Mary, Elsie's daughter. At the side, Molly, Rosie, and David sit, waiting for Joe's next move. All are concerned with only one goal: the missing $25,000 and Jake's whereabouts. Listen.
All right, girls, I'm going to give you a little time to talk it over.
Joe, where's Mike?
Mike ain't as young as he used to be, so he went to bed. He told me to say goodnight to y'all. I'm substituting for Mike.
Where's my mother?
I think this lady here, the name is Goldberg. Am I correct? Am I? Hey, I'm used to answers when I ask questions.
Goldbeck. Yes, Goldbeck. You know the name is Goldbeck, not...
And you, little boy. I want you to speak only when you're spoken to.
Why don't you stop it? What do you want of these people?
That's something else they'll tell you.
I want to speak with Mike. Where's my mother?
If you were such a good little daughter, Mary Warren, why didn't you stay home and look after your mother?
Where is she?
She's on a train going west right now.
Oh. Didn't marry him, did she?
Oh, that would upset you no end, wouldn't it? Mike would know too much about his stepdaughter, huh? That wouldn't make for good relations. All right, Mary. Mike tells me you got an awful nice mother. And for her sake, I hope you're going to be reasonable. And you, Smarty, for your husband's sake, I hope you're not going to be too smart for your own good. And as for you, young one, don't tell your mother what to do. Mother knows best. And big boy, you got a big responsibility with three dames looking to you for advice. And if you want to leave this house the way you came into it, walking, I mean, not carried, don't try to pull nothing. All we want is what belongs to us. Mary will tell you. She knows who the money belongs to. Don't you, Mary? Now, I'll be inside sharpening a pencil. I'm right in the midst of writing my memoirs. I'm dedicating 4 chapters of my book to you, Mary. Maybe I could even fill the whole book with you. Gee, I wish it wasn't so beautiful.
Mary, please. Mary, why didn't you tell me everything on the bus?
I don't know.
I was going to, only when you lost your pocketbook and I thought the money was gone, I didn't think there was any reason to tell you.
My mother found her pocketbook in the doctor's office.
Almost immediately I found the pocketbook. Almost immediately after your departure with Lenny, that lovely soldier that you met on the bus. That's when I was informed that my pocketbook was found. With the money, I'm sorry to say. With that money. And it was impossible to find you. You didn't tell me where you was going. So I didn't ask you. Because we was only like ships passing in the night. And it wasn't only until we got here that I started to put two and two together.
Two and two together.
Who is Mike Hilton, Mary?
Rosalie, please.
Who is this Joe? Who?
Don't ask questions. Don't ask questions, David. Rosalie, I said don't ask questions. Whatever Mary wants to tell us, so she'll tell us.
We have to know, Molly. We have a right to know.
David.
You have a wonderful, beautiful mother.
A wonderful mother. A wonderful mother, Mary. She was wonderful to us. We came here because we saw on the outside rooms to let. So we came and we rang the bell. And we told her that our name was Mrs. Molly. That's what we told her. David, please. Please sit quietly and don't make me nervous. Please. Please.
How did you get my address? How did you know I lived here?
It was on the envelope that the money was in.
Why don't you and your daughter and your uncle leave?
But we can't.
Why not?
For reasons more than one.
We haven't got the money.
Did you have it when you came here?
If I had my pocketbook, so I'm sure, evidently, I had the money.
How did Mike know you had the money?
I don't know.
Mind lynching now, Molly? You told him you had it.
I thought I had it. I thought I had it. I was going to give it to him if he would tell me where my husband is. And when I went to look in my pocketbook, so the money was gone. Not there. I don't know where now where my husband is. And my mother?
Your mother went to see your brother in camp.
To see my brother? My brother's been overseas for 2 weeks.
Overseas?
Yes. He left 2 weeks ago. At least he was confined to camp 2 weeks ago. Last letter I got from him said he was being shipped, that I wouldn't hear from him until he arrived at his destination.
See, Molly? See? It was all a plan. Like this Mike Hilton.
I see, David. So why didn't he also write your mother?
Well, he said he didn't want to worry her.
Oh, just like family. Rosalie, maybe the same thing happened to Samuel. Maybe that's why we didn't get a word from him. Maybe you also didn't want to worry me.
Molly, please. Does Samuel know we are here? How could he write anything to you here? No asking, but there's maybe a bundle of letters from him.
Oh, David, so maybe in the bundle of the letters saying Samuel went over also, and I didn't even answer,
please, Ma.
All right.
All right, let's better concentrate on our terrible problem here.
My beloved husband, my beloved...
But your husband wasn't on the bus, Mrs. Goldberg.
No.
Remember the young man that was on the bus with us? Seymour?
Seymour?
Oh, yes.
Seymour
called his sister in Lastonbury and told her the whole story, and she told my father.
And from Seymour all this trouble grew. From barren soil, sometimes the worst things grow.
Don't blame Seymour, David.
And my father came here to Greensville.
And you didn't get to see him?
No, not a sight of him.
And every time he called, Mike Hilton took the telephone. He didn't let me near the telephone. Because when I came, I said, I'm Mrs. Molly. So when Mr. Goldberg called, and he asked for Mrs. Goldberg, so I couldn't go on the telephone. And every time Mr. Goldberg went, so he was frightened. He was so frightened, and suddenly no more calls from Mr. Goldberg. Vanished like rain into the river.
All right. I think I gave you enough time to make up your mind. It shouldn't take you long, Mary, to make up your mind to tell the truth. Now, then, I'll talk to you first. You, old-timer.
Molly. Me?
Yes, you.
My uncle's not a young man, please.
Joe, I'm the one you want to talk to. They haven't got your money.
Who has?
That's what I want to tell you.
Have you?
Since when do you discuss your private business in company, Joe?
Okay. All right, go into your room.
David. Rosalie.
Yes.
Come.
Yeah, come, Rosalie.
Come.
All right, Mary. Talk.
You, don't mind if I sit down.
Oh, pardon me.
It's all right.
Now, I just got one question to ask you. And I want a straight answer.
Yes?
I ain't going to ask you why you did it and why you thought you might get away with it. I'll leave that all to your conscience. You know, it seems to me us guys were all pretty decent to you, Mary. We trusted you when your brother was drafted and you took over his cab. Didn't we adopt you and make you our little sister? Huh? The tips we gave you kept you in pretty good style, but no, no, you got greedy. You wanted it all. Huh? Now, was that nice? Huh? All right, that's water over the bridge. All we want now is what's ours. You took it. I mean, you stole it. Now, give it back and you can live happily ever after. That's fair, ain't it?
Yes.
All right, where is it?
Not so fast, Joe. Let me take the wheel for a minute.
But step on it.
I gave these people a lot of trouble, and they're innocent. All you have to do is look at them to know that.
Yeah, I know.
You want something from me?
Only what's mine.
All she wants is what's hers. Her husband. Tell me where he is, and I'll tell you where the money is.
Oh, yeah? You're on the level?
Tell me where Mr. Goldberg is, and I'll tell you where the money is.
Well, Mary's quick to strike a bargain, but can she meet her end of the deal? Does she know where the money is? Joe doesn't seem the type to fool around with, but Mary must be aware of that. Apparently, she knew Joe well in New York. You know, whenever we're used to doing things just one way, it takes a pretty big jolt to start us thinking differently. Well, that's the effect the great news about Does had. When women heard how tests against 25 different wash day soaps proved Does does everything best in the wash and in the dishpan, too, they said,
"Have I been missing something? Maybe I'm using the wrong soap."
Just think it over. Of the 25 wash day soaps tested, not one can match all Does does for dishes. Only this new kind of soap gives you this combination. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, faster suds for cutting grease, along with greater kindness to your hands. Yes, Does does all that. Why, most soaps couldn't compare with Does for kindness to hands. It leaves them soft and smooth.
Say, that is something.
And here's something else. Does gets to work on grease quicker, too. You won't have to do any hard scouring.
That's okay with me.
Does gives you more suds, faster. Longer-lasting suds, so there's no need to keep adding soap. You see, in the dishpan, too, does everything, and does it best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D.U.Z. Does. An innocent prediction may easily turn into reality, as Molly discovers. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the soap that does everything best. We can't win just half a war. After Germany comes Japan. So keep on saving used kitchen fat. It's still badly needed.